The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now it's time to go behind some of the sporting headlines. Novak Djokovic and Goran Ivanišević have split as a player-coach duo following 6 years of an incredibly successful partnership, which saw Djokovic double his Grand Slam tally from 12 to 24. All good things come to an end, I suppose. Well, off the ball's Colm Bouygues has been looking at some other partnerships in sport, and he joins me now. Colm, good morning.
Pat, hello.
And I, when I knew you were going to be doing this, I was thinking to myself, who do I remember? And Man United, I'm thinking of Steve Bruce and Gary Pallister. Dolly and Daisy, they were nicknamed. Or in Liverpool, you had Toshack and Keegan. Yeah. Batman and Robin.
Yeah.
So who have you selected?
Well, I've selected a number of people. Like, I mean, the Goran Ivanišević-Novak Djokovic partnership is worth mentioning. Like, 12 to 24, he doubled his Grand Slam tallies when Goran Ivanišević joined his coaching setup in 2018, became his head coach in 2022. And Djokovic had a terrible year in 2017, won no Grand Slams, and it was from 2018 onwards that he just won a Trojan of them, including the 2019 Wimbledon final where Roger Federer had two championship points and Djokovic won that match. And from there, Djokovic became the GOAT. Whether you like it or not, he has the most Grand Slams out of he, Federer and Nadal. Yeah. But that's all over.
So what did Ivanišević do for him? Because I remember, and it might be going back to that period when Djokovic became very lean.
Yes.
He changed his diet.
Yeah.
Was that Ivanišević's doing?
No, that was before that. So Djokovic had won Grand Slam 2008 against Joe Wilfred Tsonga at the Australian Open. His second one was all the way in 2011. And from there, he went gluten-free. So the diet changed from Grand Slam 2 onwards. What Goran Ivanišević did, he came on board and the serve was the big thing he had. You remember him yourself,
yeah.
Like Ivanišević's serve was huge when he won Wimbledon 2001 against Pat Rafter. And that's what Djokovic cited in his tribute to him, in that it was the serve was the big thing. Djokovic is one of the most underrated serves in tennis. And that's thanks to Ivanišević's work with him over the last 6 years.
Okay, how did they fall out?
They were great friends off the court. On court, they had poor communication in the stands, and you'll see that in the Australian Open semi-final against Jannik Sinner, who won this year's tournament. And at one point, Djokovic says to him, he points at him after losing a point to Sinner and says, you're done.
Right.
Is he a ruthless person, is this Djokovic?
Absolutely, must be.
You have to be, Pat.
But is there something else that we'll never know?
Well, I think they are friends, but their professional relationship is strained. Mm. Bit like Toshack and Keegan.
Okay. Yeah, that was strained too. Yeah,
yeah.
And they played brilliantly well.
Unbelievably well together. But didn't like each other.
Now, staying with Manchester United, I mentioned Steve Bruce and Gary Pallister, Andy Cole and Dwight York, an attacking partnership.
98-99. So Manchester United signed York from Aston Villa that summer of 98. United tried to get rid of Andy Cole. Can you believe that? In exchange for York. So the famous Cole-York partnership, which burgeoned in 98-99, i.e. the treble-winning season for Manchester United, was never coming to pass. United wanted to get rid of Andy Cole, and he was actually fourth choice striker to start that season with Teddy Sheringham and Ole Gunnar Solskjaer ahead of Cole in the pecking order. But between them, by season's end, they had scored 53 goals each. And Dwight York's season is really underrated in historical terms. 29 goals and 21 assists in the 98-99 season, York. You know, and like Eric Cantona had a huge influence at United in 5 years in the 90s, but you'd argue that York, in sheer numbers, did more in his one season of dominance at United than Cantona did over his five. But understandably so, Cantona is the big hero in terms of forwards at United in the 90s.
Yeah. But also the personality of Cantona would have been much bigger than Cole.
Totally.
Even though York
was himself very charismatic. But yeah, what a partnership it was.
Let's talk Brian Clough and Peter Taylor at Notts Forest.
Like, it's funny with Clough, isn't it? Like, Hartlepool United, he had early success with teams. And of course, what everyone remembers about him is Nottingham Forest back-to-back European Cups and then the disastrous 44 days at Leeds United, the damned United. And that's the only time that Peter Taylor wasn't with Clough, was at Leeds. So they were at Brighton together. They went to Derby. They had success. Peter Taylor later managed Derby himself. But Taylor could never manage, and Clough could never manage without Taylor. It was a fascinating duo. So Taylor was the real football brains and tactical nuance and was
Clough
scouting
was the spoofer.
Players. Well, you could call it spoofing, Pat, or you could say
motivation.
Very charming, one or the other, whatever you prefer. And they were a dynamic duo together. As I said, the Forest success, but they fell out, and before Peter Taylor died, they never spoke.
Wow.
Yeah,
and
it was
do we
really
know
sad,
what the
actually.
Reason for the falling out?
I think they had professional differences in terms of their future and their shared and differential ambitions. And it was really sad at the end, but the success they had is legendary.
Let's talk Tiger Woods.
Oh yeah, Steve Williams and Tiger Woods. Like, you'd almost take that for granted. So Tiger Woods had one major, the 1997 Masters. That was without Steve Williams. Williams comes on board in spring 99. And then later that year, I think the US PGA Championship, Woods wins in second major. They win 13 majors together in total. and Woods is 15 altogether. So remember, he won the 2019 Masters. That was his last one. So that was without Williams. And they were friends for 12 years, extremely close friends in terms of in social life, sort of the professional life. Yeah. We were talking about other partnerships, not so much friendly, but this was. And then he unceremoniously sacked Steve Williams in 2011.
Why?
Because Williams, that's one I can't answer for you, because Williams still doesn't know to this day. I think Woods just wanted a clean break, because you remember in 2009, his life fell apart.
Yeah, I'm wondering, did Williams maybe not approve of his private life?
Well, Williams always claims that he didn't know what was happening. But when they were at their peak, they were extremely tight. Like the 2006 Ryder Cup in Ireland, Steve Williams threw a camera into the water when someone took a photo of Tiger Woods as he was putting. That's how defensive and protective he was of Tiger Woods.
And finally, a man I wouldn't want to fall out with, Mike Tyson.
Yeah, Costa D'Amato, I mean, the legendary trainers. So Tyson and D'Amato both grew up in the mean streets in New York, had really tough upbringings. And Tyson was set for a life of crime until D'Amato saw him and convinced Tyson of his own ability to become the best boxer in the world, which Tyson didn't believe. And D'Amato says, no, I'm going to teach you how. So his famous technique is kind of the peekaboo boxing of Tyson when he was going under someone and he would do an uppercut. That was all D'Amato. But interestingly, D'Amato was only alive for the first 11 victories of Tyson's career and then died 9 days before Tyson's next fight. So Tyson won the first 37 fights of his career and then infamously lost to Buster Douglas in 1990. Yeah. But from 1986 to 1990, Mike Tyson was a phenomenon who collected all the world titles that he could, and it was all thanks to Costa D'Amato. And everyone says, you know, when he passed away, that was kind of the end of Tyson. Yeah. He kept it going for 2 or 3 years afterwards, but he admits himself that he was the father he never had. Tyson never met his actual father, and D'Amato felt that he was the father figure to Tyson. They had incredible success for a very short period of time. Again, really interesting to see how it all ended in such a sad way, but it was so beautiful while it lasted.
Colm, fascinating stuff. Thank you very much for joining us. Colm Buig from Off The Ball.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.